Residents of Keta in the Volta region will soon heave a sigh of relief when the Keta Basin Development Authority Bill is passed into law. The Keta Municipal Chief Executive Sylvester Tonyava disclosed to Radio Ghana that the authority when put in place will spearhead the implementation of development agenda for the area. Mr. Tonyava stated that there are plans to construct a port and landing site as well as establish a salt industry in the municipality. This, he noted, will propel Keta to regain its past status as the economic hub of the Volta region.
In the next 4 years, we are focusing on job creation. We are looking at commercial salt production, and that we are expecting some investors to come in and then invest in that area. We are also looking at dredging of the Keta Lagoon. We are all aware that the Keta Lagoon has been the mainstay of the economy of the Anglo State, and it was there that our parents got the necessary resources to educate all of us. But today, the situation is not the same, because the lagoon has been so much silted that the fish stock has so much depleted, and people are getting poorer. So the last stakeholders meeting that we had at Lone, there was a need to appeal to government to dredge the lagoon so that we'll open it into the Volta Lake to add more water, so that the lagoon will be deepened and enough land will be created for farming activities, fishing activities will also be improved, there will be water transport and also water tourism. Another project that is in the offing is the harbor project. For the past 3 years, a lot of people have developed interest in building a harbor in Keta. Government intends to build a landing site for the fishing community. Apart from that, Diamond Cement is also trying to build a jetty that will help them bring their raw materials for the cement factory at Diamond Cement. These are all issues that are aimed at bringing development and also creating jobs for our people. Apart from that, the Assembly, in collaboration with government, will continue to provide the social intervention that we have in terms of completing the projects in education that we have started, extending electricity to communities that are without electricity, also completing the road network that have been started, extending water to other communities. So these are some of the things we are focusing on in the next 4 years.
Municipal Chief Executive for Keta, Sylvester Tonyava.